Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh my God, my brain's going to explode. I just got back from GoPro. So excited. I don't know what to do with myself and couldn't wait to get on the phone with all of you this morning. So here I am. Here you are. Let's do this thing. This morning, I want to talk to you about events in your vision. But so I am now 28 years in ACN. How in the world is that possible? Because I'm only 35. I don't know. Anyway, 28 years, maybe 39, 28 years into ACN. So as I sit here, 28 years into ACN, I was trying to do the math on how many conferences I've been to, ACN conventions, and the pandemic is messing up my math a little bit, but somewhere between 95 and 100 easily conventions. And, you know, we always talk about the power events, the power of events, the power of events. And, you know, sometimes I know there's always new people joining, so you may not know this, but I had a really bad start to ACN. I did not do well in my first 30 days. I didn't get promoted. No one joined my team. Like, my first 90 days were just pretty hideous, to be honest. Actually, particularly my first 75 days, I should be more accurate. But then I went to an event, and I needed to be at an event, and it wasn't because it was a rah-rah or anything like that. I needed to learn. I needed to see that it was real and see more people and understand the size of what was happening. You know, I needed to get more knowledge. I needed to understand that there were people like me doing this. There are a million different things I got out of it, and it changed everything. And then with each event over the years, when I go to the next event, even if there are some similarities, no two events are ever exactly the same, but even if there are some similarities, I'm different. So that's the big thing. When you go to the next event, you're a different person. So let me give you a little analogy this morning, and then we're going to dive into what I really want to help you do today. When you go to the gym, right, or you exercise, now some of you may not lift weights, but maybe you go for walks or you do some kind of, you know, martial arts or you go dancing or whatever it is. And if you don't do anything, please do something. Take care of yourself. You got to move your body. But let's just use the gym example because nothing else, you can get it from watching movies and everything else. You know, obviously when someone goes to the gym the first time, you know, they're learning their way around, they're checking out the equipment, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. And then like the next time they go, they now go, oh, okay, this is something that I can do, or maybe you want to take a spin class or you're doing something else, you're a little more comfortable. And then the next time you go back, you know, you're a little more comfortable and you may say hello to someone. And then the next time you go back, you're a little stronger. And then you fast forward, you know, 6 months, if you keep going to do whatever it is that you do, go for walks, go exercise, et cetera. Now you're at a place where you can really start to push yourself a little bit because you already know what you're doing. You already have a path. You know, you may be at the gym and you've got friends and you're egging each other on and you're adding a little more weight, or, you know, maybe you're taking martial arts and you're trying to get yourself to the next belt, or maybe you just like to go for walks. You know, you go for a walk with your family or a morning walk or walk your dog, and that's how you get out and move around. And now you're going down a different path and you could have a conversation on the phone with somebody at the same time. And, you know, you just keep on advancing. So what you're capable of doing is growing. You can walk a little further. You can go a little faster. You can lift a little bit more. All of the things, if you keep doing it, doing it, doing it, when you show up, you're different and you're able to apply yourself differently than the first time you started. And that's why it is so crucial to always be attending events, because you show up with more capabilities. You show up with more knowledge. You're showing up from the last one, having, you know, hopefully gone ahead and put into action the things that you've learned. You're showing up as a different person. So, you know, you would think of all the events I've been to that, like, holy smokes, how many events has this woman been to? And interspersed with that during the years, I've done Tony Robbins events. I've gone to Hawaii and walked fire. I've done all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm always just trying to push myself to another limit. But I went to this GoPro this weekend, and I loved it, of course, because it is an event that is specifically for people who are in our industry, in network marketing. And I got to tell you something, like, there were so many things that were great about the event, and there were so many things that I learned. But me, 28 years in, came out with a bigger vision of what I want to do for the team. And I'm grateful because, you know, for me personally, I have achieved not only everything I ever dreamed of in this company, but things I never dreamed of, things that I never even had on my radar when I first started have happened in our life. And like, there's nothing, I'm very grateful to say, that I really need at all. And I'm in a place of just total joy and gratitude. But there's you guys, and you all are what inspires me. You know, being able to make a difference for you. And I'm not just saying that, like really watching you grow, watching some of you do your first presentation, watching you get a promotion, you know, having you call me up for some of you advanced leaders and go, oh my God, I just met this person. He's amazing. I got him started in the business. And I don't even know who that person is yet. Shows me the leadership that you all are developing. Or, you know, if you're brand new and you just got your first quick start bonus or a customer bonus, and, you know, the more that goes on in the team, it's so exciting to have a team that is achieving their dreams and achieving their goals. So why am I sharing all this with you? Because now we're going to talk about you and what you need to do. I want you to get back into dream mode. And some of you are in dream mode. You just got started. You're like, holy smokes, and your eyes are as big as saucers. But some of you have been around a while, and you're doing well, but you're probably not thinking as huge as you could think. And it's fun. There were some people who attended the GoPro in person with me this weekend and some people who watched it virtually. And, you know, I had a conversation with one of the people in the team about her why, and we came up with this big why and vision for her, and she's doing really well, but this was like a much bigger possibility for her in life of what she could do with her ACN business. So I just want to ask you a question, and you know, you probably heard this a million times, but I really want you to just be honest this morning. Are you inspired beyond belief by why you're doing this? Do you have a reason that if you think about it, it actually makes your heart skip a little bit, and it makes you maybe even nervous of whether you're capable of accomplishing it? That's what I want you to go for. Go for something that you're like, if I really could let loose and I could really, so this would be amazing, something crazy. And I don't mean having a big house and having nice cars. I mean, all that stuff's fun, but like something big about who you are. You know, what is it that would be just mind-blowing for you to accomplish? You know, is it something you want to do for your family? Is it something you want to do for your community? Not just pay a bill. Let's talk big stuff. You know, one of the blessings right now is that we're looking at colleges. Ooh, proud mom moment. My son heard from two and he got into two for two so far. Woohoo! But anyway, we're looking at colleges and trying to decide with Roman where he's going to go to college. And you know, we don't care what it costs. And I'm like, wow, we walk to these campuses and we've been flying to campuses and driving to campuses. And we keep looking at them going, this is such a gift that he can go anywhere he gets in. Like, oh my God, I can't imagine, and not walk out with any debt. Like, what an amazing feeling. You know, you may not have children or your children may have already been grown, but, you know, maybe there's something you want to do for your grandchildren like that. Or maybe your parents are still alive and you want to take them on a trip, or maybe you're in love with someone and you're like, wow, it would be insane to take this person to Paris. Just be like, oh my God, you know, this time next year to turn around and hand them plane tickets, you know, and go, we're going to Paris together. Like, what would you do for someone you love or your community? So maybe you're in a community. I have a background as a discrimination lawyer. So maybe, you know, for you, you're in a community that hasn't had equal opportunity in life. Could you lead them? Could you be the person that the community flocks to because you've shown them what it's like to be in a place where there's unlimited income, unlimited opportunity, unlimited growth, and you can bring anyone into your community, whether they have a language barrier, or they've been discriminated against, or they're overcoming mistakes they've made in the past. You could bring anybody to the table, anybody, and be like, look, if you're 18, let's do this thing. And they really, really can do it. So what is your goal? It has to be bigger than you. It has to be bigger than, you know, just paying a bill or having some extra money. It's got to be something that would rattle your heart with joy. It would rattle you with fulfillment. Like, you just have to do that. And if you have that, then here's the great thing. It won't stop you when someone says no. You know, because that's what you're attached to. It won't stop you when somebody doesn't show up or breaks their promise to you or whatever happens. And when you do have those steps of success, you're going to know you're taking a step closer. And that's what will drive you. I mean, look, honestly, there were a million times I wanted to quit when I was first building this. A million times I didn't think I could do it, or I questioned if I was, you know, good enough to do it, or if this was something that my family would ever support me with. There were so many struggles I went through. But I had this prize at the end I wanted badly, and that kept me going. So for you, if you do not have a vision or you have a goal, but it doesn't just shake you with overwhelming emotion, get your butt to an event. You're like, I'm on a whole nother planet after 28 years because I got surrounded in an event and it made me think bigger. It isn't, ooh, rah, rah, rah. No, it just made me think about other things that were possible and realize I'm done well, but I'm playing small. I got to play a lot bigger to take all of you to where you want to go. So this week is a perfect week to do this. You know, this week we have two live events in Ohio. There's one tonight in Marion, and there's one Thursday in Columbus. And then for those of you in the Mid-Atlantic area, jump in your daggone car. I'm doing a live event in Columbia, Maryland, Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night, isn't it? Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. All this information is on the website. But can you get in the car and drive to an event? And if you're in an area where there is no event, well, guess what? This isn't when you feel sorry for yourself. This is when you go, ha-ha, I'm going to be the king or queen. I'm going to build this territory. Maybe that's your vision. Maybe you're going to be the first RVP or SVP in your state. You know, maybe you're going to go ahead and go, you know what, there's hardly anything going on where I live, but there will be because I say so. And one day I'm going to have a room full of the people I love who are kicking butt, making money and achieving their dreams. Maybe that's your goal. Who knows? Or maybe you don't even like where you live and you want to move. Who knows what it is? But get yourself to an event, and I want to announce to you that there are other options for you, too, because this event that impacted me so much, you could have watched it online. And there's a whole series of online events that are coming up that can help you grow. Even some leadership and boot camp events and all kinds of things that are coming up. So make sure you ask your mentor if you want to know about that. And then to wrap this up today, here it comes, the motherload of events, the event that has impacted more people in my 28 years than anything else is back. We're doing boot camp, baby. Yeah, boot camp. So if you're a pandemic baby, meaning you've been only around for like the last couple of years, you don't even know what a boot camp is, but every year, there has been a team boot camp. Now, when I was younger in the business, I used to attend it. And then as my team grew, I started running one myself. And boot camp, oh, that's where leaders are born. Boot camp is a training that we do in person only once a year. That's it. And once a year, we do a boot camp training, and that's where you see all the greats. When you jump on the Saturday mornings or these mojos and someone has an unbelievable message, they've been to boot camp. You know, when you have people who are just killing it and they're RDs and they're on the charts or they're RVPs, they've all been to boot camp. Boot camp is no joke. Boot camp is a training that does not overlap anything we teach you anywhere else. No Saturday training has this content. And frankly, no convention has this content. It is a only IBO event, no guests are allowed, where we take you through strategies, things I wish I knew that I learned the hard way. Like right now, as I'm building my team, I'm always, you know, looking to build. I've got a bunch of new prospects I'm meeting with today and tomorrow. You know, as I'm doing that, you know, where do you put them as your business starts growing? How do you strategically build? If you want to build for your family and you want to have a double dip, you know, you want to make money and maybe you want your spouse making money. How do you decide where to put somebody? How do you decide who to spend the most time with? What services are going to help you long term to get to regional vice president? What are all the strategies and how do you game plan? How do you goal set? How do you sit there and say, okay, you know, I'm good to go. This is what I want right now. I'm going to be able to achieve this, but how do I set a date for that? How do I go, okay, by this date, I'm going to accomplish this goal. How is all that stuff handled? There's no venue that we pack all that in except for boot camp. So here it comes, baby. Boot camp is going to be on January 14th. It is a Sunday, intentionally. Now, you know my rule, except for this, I don't work on Sundays, ever. I believe Sundays is for God and family, but there's a reason I do it on Sunday. Very few, almost no one works on Sunday, and we want everyone to be able to have access to boot camp. So that's really important. There are people who work on Saturdays, and we have people with religious conflicts on Saturdays, too, that really cannot, because they're observing a Sabbath, they cannot go anywhere, do anything. Not they choose not to, but like they really have that in their life. They never do anything on Saturdays. And the other fantastic reason is every year we do it on Martin Luther King weekend, because the following day, Monday, is Martin Luther King Day. Everybody's off work. Everything's closed. So if you need to travel, that makes it easier. And you will want to implement the things you learn and take action. And pretty much everybody's off the day after boot camp. How convenient is that? So you go to boot camp all day, and the next day, the whole country's off. So you can reach people. You can communicate with people. You can do Zooms. You can do presentations. You can meet people for Starbucks, et cetera. So all of that's getting finalized today, and boot camp registration will be opening up probably on Monday. Monday. So it'll be opening up on Monday. I'll announce it. We'll have a website where you can register for it. We'll have everything all set up for you. So here is my conclusion in my long-winded trail of excitement this morning, that I just don't want you to live a normal life. Normal sucks. It's fine if you want to be fine, but like, why live a normal life? Why not live a great life? Why not have abundance in time, abundance in finances, abundance in experiences? Why not be able to travel the world, love the people that you love the way you want to love them? Why not be able to pick up and go wherever you want, wake up each day and decide who you want to spend time with? Why not live in a way that's great? And if you love your career, you do not have to quit your career to live this way, but why not choose who you work with, what place you work, what clients you have? Maybe you love what you do and you're underpaid. You know, why not have options to have the best life ever? And if you've lost that dream, you know, when kids are little and they're like, I'm going to be an astronaut, I'm going to be a dancer, I'm going to do this. If you've lost that, let's get it back. Because even the process of feeling that and thinking about that will give you a better life. You know, all of you have seen things over the years where they say Powerball is now at $1 gazillion. And people who don't even normally play the lottery all run out and get a Powerball ticket when it gets crazy high. They don't think they're going to win. Like, you know what the odds are of you winning? It's insane, right? No one thinks they're going to win. I mean, it would be great. But people do it, and they walk around for the day, and in the back of their head, they're thinking, man, if I actually won this, here's what I'd do. And that whole day, they're in a great mood. Like, they feel differently. Their excitement's different. They smile a little bit more at people. They're dreaming a little bit. They got a little skip in their step. You know, you can live like that all the time, but it doesn't have to be something wacky like Powerball. You can go after a concrete dream with a concrete company that's been around 30 years and concrete leadership. I've been here 28 years. I'll take you there. So get your hiney into the next event. Grow your vision. Grow your dream. And if you do have one currently that shakes your soul, that makes you like, oh, I don't even know if I could do something that big, share it. Share it, please. Go on to the team Facebook page this morning and post it. Go ahead and post it on there. Go on to the Team Revolution Facebook page and just have a little fun. Let me see what it is. I'll be checking in today to check all that out for you and to comment. I'd love to know what it is that you really want to do. So I have the honor and privilege of helping you to get there. If you don't know the team website, the team Facebook page, it's very simple. It's Facebook. You go to Facebook, obviously, type in Team Revolution Official. you'll see it on there. Or if you want a little shortcut, you can just go ahead and look for the thing that says Global Web in a black circle. Or it's facebook.com/TeamRevSDP. So that's it. I'm so excited. I look forward to seeing a lot of you on Wednesday. Have an amazing day. And share on there, please, what you got going on. Have a great day.